Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Oh, my goodness. One of these days, this show is going to be live, and in other words, you'll be able to see me video. I'm debating whether to do that Facebook or YouTube. I don't know, but you have to see what happens before the director shouts, action. It's a madman. It's a madhouse around here. Anyway, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. Thank you, new listeners. I get new listeners every week organically. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my world. Rebecca Norrington, who the hell am I? Who do I think I am anyway? I am the world's only happiness specialist, and what that means to you, my dear audience, is I share with you what I've learned about experiencing happiness. Happiness is a practiced skill. Like any other skill from writing to musician to doctor to gardener to chef, it is a practice skill, and the more you practice the behaviors that add to happiness, and the more you eliminate, and it's going to take a while. In other words, it's not overnight. Everybody asks me, well, how long does it take? A lifetime, people. I don't want to give you that news, but it is a lifetime of practicing. It's a lifetime of it. And then so you practice eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness. It's very simple, but it's knowing, it's recognizing and knowing the behaviors that subtract from happiness, the common everyday behaviors that subtract from happiness. What are a few of them? Oh, let me just share. I'm just going to share a few because there is a whole list. And trust me, all of these behaviors have been tested by yours truly. So when I tell you that having any expectations in your life subtracts from happiness, please believe me. Please believe that. I mean, any expectations, even expecting the sun to come up tomorrow. Is that a song? The sun will come up tomorrow. And you know, there's going to be one day where the sun doesn't come up tomorrow. We're long gone. Anyway, I digress. Having expectations, having attachments, living in the past, living in the future, all judgments. Every time you're making a judgment about other people or about stuff, and honestly, the judgments about other people are the judgments about self. That's just a hidden truth there. Giving power to words, worrying, you know, all of these things subtract from happiness. So listen, pick a few, and practice eliminating them. It is a practice. It is a daily practice. And the more you practice, the more it becomes your identity. The more you practice not having expectations, that becomes no expectations. That becomes who you are. The more you practice, how about this one, worrying. That's a big one. How many of you people out there worry? And I've said this 100 times, more than 100 times. Raise your hand if you're a worrier. worrying is a lack of trust. Some people say faith, trust. I like to use the word trust. Worrying is a lack of trust, period. So what do? You practice trusting. In every moment, you practice letting go. I trust. And then, listen, I can't do this by myself. I'm not pretending that all this wisdom came to me on my own. I ask the universe, hey, universe, how can I trust more? Because whenever you ask the universe a how question, a how-to question, you are going to get the answer. How can I trust more? How can I worry less? See, your questions will always be answered. I use the term universe. Some people say God. Some people say spirit, higher power, energy. It doesn't matter what term. And that's another thing, words. Giving power to words. How many of you out there think, and I've done numerous shows about words having no power, but people still out there are affected by words other people use. But that's not even today's topic. So you can go through the archive shows on Blog Talk Radio. And actually, we're heard on iHeartRadio now, linked tuned in. So we're the show is spreading, people, like a virus. The show is spreading. Today's topic, because I really wasn't feeling a specific topic, but I get a lot of questions. I get a lot of questions from the audience. People email me, people contact me, people, you know, I see them on the street. You know, I get questions, and I love answering questions because there is always a solution to any problem you have, any challenge you're going through. There is always a solution, always. There is always an answer. And when I say the answer has, and the answer brings with it, how you can feel more peaceful in whatever situation you're going through. So that's what I do. I share with you how to be, how to feel, how to vibrate peace, contentment, regardless of what is happening, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're feeling, how to experience and feel peaceful, content, relaxed, balanced, satisfied, happy, all the same thing. Excuse me, my dear audience. That came right through the stereo soundboard. Anyway, I don't know how to unlink that with the phone. Okay, backing up. How to feel more content and more at peace during whatever challenge. And let me give you a hint, because this is asked a lot. Listen. Of course you're listening. The situation, whatever you find yourself in, never has to change. The circumstance, the experience, the situation, the challenge never has to go away for you to feel more peace. Huh? That doesn't even make sense. Well, let me explain. The practice of choosing, changing, picking a different perspective in any situation will already alleviate and will already cause you to drop your shoulders. All you need to do is look at that same situation with different eyes, with a different perspective, with a different point of view. There is something good in every, I know, I'm going to get letters, I know. There is something good to be found in every single challenge you experience. It all depends on whether you are open to, able to, want to, commit to choosing another perspective. And that is a practice. There are 360 degrees in a circle, and there are 300, I say there's 360 ways to look at any situation. If you're looking at a situation and you could only see it one way, no wonder you're suffering. No wonder you're bothered. No wonder you're not peaceful. Every situation, you can look at it in a different way. If you practice that. Okay, let's get to, you know, I always go off, and let's get to today's topic. Ooh, because I have a few questions from my dear audience that I want to, that I received, and I just want to share. These are questions that I've received from my audience and actually some people that know me, and these are some questions. And I just want to want to share with you the question and how I answered it. Not asked it, answered it. Ooh, that used to bother me when people would say axe. Ooh, that used to bother me. But, you know, if you've got buttons, then they can be pushed. It's up to you to eliminate your buttons. It's not up to the world to change for you. It's up to you to get rid of the buttons. Okay, let's get down to the questions here. Here we go. Dear Rebecca, here we go. Someone I love very much is going through a great deal of pain. She's a beautiful soul. So how can I help her? And then my answer is very simple. Know and trust that whatever your friend is going through is what she needs at that moment. It's what she needs at that moment to grow and to expand. What you can do is you can merely listen. Listen. And accept. Now, that's very difficult to do because I'm just going to use myself as an example. I always wanted to put my two cents in my real life, you know, not the life on the out on stage or on the radio. In my real life, I'm up here. I was offering advice left and right, and guess what? Without even being asked, I was never asked. I just offered my advice. And guess what I found over the years and years and decades of doing that? People are going to do what they want to do, what they're inspired to do, whatever is whatever in the moment. I don't think I've met too many people that say, you know what, Rebecca, that's what I'm going to do. There's always, I always get some kind of resistance to it because people are set in their, you know, scratch all of this. The answer, now I'm going off. The answer to the question was, know and trust that whatever your friend is going through is what she needs to grow and expand at the time. What you can do is listen without judgment. That's my answer. Okay, next question. Ooh-wee, one of those long-winded women. Well, listen, this is my topic. So I'm passionate. I could talk about happiness for a whole weekend. I could talk about happiness forever because there's always some kind of topic. There's always an everyday situation that we're in. In fact, I was at the chiropractor's office the other last week, and the girl that's there, she's a seeker, spiritual, whatever what you want to say, but she's open, and she was in a car accident, very bad, totaled her car, almost broke her wrist, she's waiting to see if she needs surgery now, broke her arm, and then 2 days later she fell, 2 days later she fell on the other hand, so she's got an ACE bandage, I mean, they don't know if she's going to need surgery or not, so And this woman, I said, so I asked her, I said, so what good has happened? Can you imagine somebody with a cast on and, you know, bruised other wrist, both hands inoperable, and I'm asking her, where's the good? Can you find any good? But you know what? To my surprise, and this is what I'm talking about, my dear audience, being open to growing and experiencing and wanting to experiencing something new, something more than what you're always experiencing. Okay, so she said, yeah, I can come up with a few good things that happened because of this. She said, I needed to slow down. She says, I'm a go, go, go if I'm not doing something. She says, this slowing down, she says, is causing me a lot of anxiety. Do you know, because one of the casts that she has on is one of those removable ones. It's not a hard cast yet, so you can remove it. A soft cast. You know what she said? She said she removed her cast the other day because she was trying to do paperwork in the office, and she wasn't doing it fast enough. But her answer to the question was, yes, I know. I'm supposed to be slowing down. I the good in it is it's forcing me to do less. And it was even that same day, and she says that her and her girlfriends go out to dinner every week. I said, every week? What an obligation. I mean, unless it's a job, every week. And she says, yeah, I'm gonna cancel, or I want to cancel. So there is, when you look for it, when you are open to looking for another way of any situation, I don't care if your house is burned down, sorry, and you've lost everything, there is another way to look at that same situation. And usually when you talk to any person and they've experienced a tragedy or have experienced a traumatic incident, years later they can come up with, not everybody can, but you can come up with, wow, that was really, there was a gift with all of that. I didn't see it then, but now I can see it. I'm just telling you to find the gift sooner. Find the gift right in the moment. Find the gift while you're experiencing the storm. Okay, next question. Here we go. This is a good one. Good morning, Rebecca. I couldn't sleep last night, so I thought I'd ask you a life question. And you can bill me later. Ha ha. My son's ex-girlfriend still likes a lot, broke up with him to go to college. However, she just started dating one of his close friends. Everybody knows but my son. Should I let him know or should I stay out of it? You're probably going to say stay out of it. My husband wants to tell him. I told my husband not to say a word. There's a tension in the house. And my answer, my response to this, I think you, see, this thing about telling someone else what to do, I don't care, listen, I know your intentions are good, your intentions, but this wanting somebody to do what you want them to do, I told my husband to stay out of it, and that means, what it really means is, I'm trying to control my husband's behavior because I think it's best. And the problem always comes in when you try to tell somebody else what to do because you think you know best. Now, it's different if somebody asks you, but to throw out what you want them to do is just another way of trying to control somebody. And, you know, all types of control, unless you're talking about controlling self, trying to control anybody else or any situation always subtracts from your happiness and or your peace, your contentment. Every time you try to control anything, it's a subtractor. So here's my answer. stay out of your husband's business. You know, I come strong. That's why I don't have any friends. Stay out of your husband's business and let him do what he's inspired to do without your interference. Without your interference. If, as his father, he feels the need to tell his son the truth, then let him. You know, and so I'm not saying whether it's if your husband wants to tell your son the truth, then stay out of that business and allow it. Besides, life is an emotional roller coaster, and it's up to you as his parent to teach your son how to navigate through this life, especially when situations don't necessarily feel good. Who teaches their children how to navigate, how to flow through the worst of times? No, usually it's get hit by a baseball bat in the back of the head, and now let's talk about it. No, let's talk about it. Let's preempt all of this. It's your job as a parent to teach them how to navigate through this life, especially when situations don't necessarily feel good. This is not going to be your son's first and only disappointment. And as you as a mother are responsible to being the example of what he needs to learn. Here we go. This is really it. We talked about it at the beginning of the show, having expectations. Can you imagine when you teach your child or your children not to have expectations? If you don't have any expectations, you will never experience heartbreak or disappointment, ever. So that was that answer. Here we go. This was one of my favorite questions. Dear Rebecca, I have some questions for you. How is it possible just to stay present when it feels like unlimited potential presents itself? Potential is futurizing, I get that. But how is it possible to just stay present in an experience when potential feels so real? And when a plan is in place and people are working towards a goal, then one person bails out. Is potential the same as having expectations? And then the person describes a little bit more in depth. I was in a musical collaboration, and that was the absolute best collaboration of my life. Here we go. That's a lot of drama. We were writing an A-list song together. I play guitar and percussion, but in this duo, I was playing congas and the djembe. I don't know what the hell that is. Did I say that out loud? My music partner was a guitarist, songwriter, and singer. We were about to professionally record our first CD. I already had been offered a venue for our first house concert, and a beautiful cafe had offered their space for our CD launch party. I mean, this is a big deal, right? This is a big deal in this person's life. We've been playing consistently every week to work up the material for the CD and for the concerts. It was truly the most joyous experience of my entire musical career. I have never felt so matched in the collaboration as I did with this person, and I have never felt so much unlimited potential for our music as I did in this experience. He told me exactly about the mics he was going to use on the drums to make them sound stellar on the recording. He told me how believable that we created two A-list songs entirely in one sitting. There were so many positive things that were moving forward. This past week was my birthday, and at my birthday dinner, he gave me a card with a picture of an umbrella. It was an umbrella with a beautiful sky and a puffy clouds. He told me that he ordered this umbrella for me for my birthday, blah, 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 blah. Okay, hold on, because we're getting into minutia here. Let me change my... Okay, so she got a beautiful birthday gift for this... I just said she and he. Anyway, it doesn't matter. A beautiful gift for this birthday. And then 3 days later, he told me he changed his mind, and he does not want a musical partnership with me. Done. Gone. He just wants to do his own thing. I felt emotional whiplash. Wow, I'm sitting with a major disappointment. This is all shocking to me. Disappointments come from expectations. What does this mean in life? Go through life with not caring about outcomes, to never be attached with anyone or anything? Is this humanly possible, or only for a select few who spend their lives on mountains but never have to interact with people? I appreciate any insights you can share with me. Thank you. Signed, Major Disappointment. My dear audience, especially if you've listened to this show, can you answer that question? Can you answer those questions for her? Can you answer? I mean, I love this. I love this. Can you answer those questions? What would your answer be? First of all, I take high offense to. No, I'm kidding. I don't take offense at anything. But it's interesting how the mention of, is it humanly possible or only for a select few who spend their lives on mountains but never have to interact with people? Let me tell you something. Those people that are spending their lives on mountains and in secluded, they have their issues too. Everybody has challenges. Just because you're secluded, that doesn't mean that you don't have challenges. So let me just debunk that one. Number two, it's interesting because making an excuse of thinking that having expectations, is that humanly possible? It is humanly possible. I'm raising my left hand. And the universe even hit me with more letting go of expectations. I've told you this story. Mother died, left the house to the handyman. Boy, was I hit in the right between the eyes with that one. Well, guess what? I didn't even think that I had any expectations or attachments, but I found I did then. Oh, I expected to inherit that house. And I was attached to the things inside the house. So if there is anything, this is for me, if there's anything that I need to practice more, the universe presents it to me. Expectations, and let me say something. Each moment is just that. So the attachments to the past moments, the attachment to a possible future moment, I mean, all of that is going to subtract from your peace and your happiness. The attachment to anything in the past, what happened yesterday, and she described such a wonderful collaboration. I mean, it sounded great to me. I was all in it. Yeah, collaboration. It was magical. But that was then. That was that moment. When you make the attachment from the past, okay, this is what happened in the past, and this is going to, it has to happen in the future, you're going to hit a wall. See, it's about rejoicing quickly and recovering quickly. Every moment is unique, and every moment can be celebrated for that moment. But when you bring the past moment, I don't care if it's good or bad, good vibration or not good vibration, when you're bringing the past moment into a future moment, you're setting yourself up. It's like when my son comes to visit. The last visit it was a long visit. It was almost 2 weeks, but it was 12 days of the moment. And so when he leaves, when he's gone, those moments, it's over. And that's coming from a mom. Those moments are over. So you celebrate the moments, you experience the moments for what they are, fleeting moments, and you move on into the present. But to take last week's moment, last year's moment, last 2 days' moment into the present, you are subtracting from your happiness. I don't care what kind of moment it is. Unless you're sitting there and you're reminiscing and you're feeling good and warm and fuzzy, that's a different kind of vibe. Okay, this is my answer. She signed it Major Disappointment. this is my answer. I said, thank you for sharing so much of your heart. And I wrote this down because this was a question that was given to me in writing, so I wrote my answer. Thank you for sharing so much of your heart and soul. As always, my intention is to answer your questions with clarity and truth. Many times people don't want to hear or accept the truth about themselves and the choices they make, but without acknowledging and accepting the truth, you will never be free and you will never be happy. I just said never anyway. I know that's a strong word. The truth is your reaction to what has happened to you is a conditioned response. It's not your fault. You were taught at an early age to have expectations of people, especially expectations of people we like, audience. Look around. You can see programming everywhere. The majority of the world's population has expectations of the people they love, expectations of the people they enjoy, expectations of their friends. This is a program society. Unless you recognize it, it is a program society, conditioned, brainwashed, whatever word you want to use. The problem is whenever you have expectations of anyone, the feeling of disappointment and heartbreak is right around the corner, ready and waiting to appear. Your email contains several key statements that are clues as to how you've been programmed for unhappiness. That's the title of my second book, by the way. And I will attempt to dissect each one. Here we go. How is it possible just to stay present when it feels like unlimited potential presents itself? And I answered it with, potential is always in the future. I get it. But how is it possible just to stay present in an experience when potential feels so real? Living in the present moment is our only reality, my dear audience. Living in the present moment is our only... Oh, hold on a second, dear audience. Hold on. Technical difficulties. Okay, here we go. There we go. I fixed that. Oh, I fixed it. Good. Okay, where was I? Living in the present moment is your only reality. When you live in the past, or in the future, you are literally wasting your time and subtracting from your happiness. You were not born knowing to or practicing living in the future or dwelling in the past. You are literally programmed that way. You arrived here living in the present moment, but when your parents ruined your life and unknowingly brainwashed you into practicing the same habits they have, from birth until probably 1 to 2 years old, the future did not exist in your world. When you passed the age of 3, maybe you were conditioned to look forward to something other than the present moment. It all started innocently enough with looking forward to birthdays, holidays, summer, or even the first day of school. The program was set. The value of living in the present moment was lost forever. So this is a practice. How many of you out there take a moment, take 2 moments, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the future? You're in the future. Okay, I'm going to get a lot of letters on this one, but that's okay. I've heard it before. I'm just going to throw this out and wait for the arrows to hit me in the head or the back. Or the front. One of the reasons I used to set goals. I don't set goals anymore. I don't do I'm going to have this done in 5 days. I'm going to have a 6-month goal setting. My 5-year plan. I don't do that anymore. Now, what I do have intentions. A goal to be more conscious, a goal to be more open, a goal to detach, a goal to choose my perspective. Oh, I'll have those, but real physical doing goals. This is what I have to do. Unless there's a deadline, I'm not throwing a goal. And the only reason why I say that is because what if I'm not inspired to? What if I'm not inspired to, and I'm sitting there and I'm doing something I'm not inspired to do? I don't know. That's just the way I'm living it now, people. I'm just, and say what you may, think what you may. It has lightened me up to a degree where I know things will get done when I'm inspired to do them. And if I'm not inspired to do them, it's not going to happen. And that has brought me to such another level of peace and contentment that I can't even describe. It's letting go of all this program of you have to do. No, what I have to do is, I have to be. And I have to be. And that being, for me, has to feel peaceful and relaxed. And finally letting go of all of this, what I'm supposed to do and what I should do. If you are using that word should, get rid of it. Get rid of that word should. And interchange it with inspired to. Where was I with my answer here? I don't know about you, but no one taught me to celebrate each moment of every day. In fact, I was conditioned and programmed to look forward to just about everything except living in the present moment. The practice of living in the moment is just that. It's a daily practice. Here we go. You used three words in your email four times. The three words are, he told me, he told me, he told me, which is interchangeable with whatever anybody says. Just because somebody tells you or promises you, and this is my answer, just because somebody tells you or promises you, that doesn't mean that what they say is going to happen. That's another one to let go of, my dear audience. This making promises and saying that you're going to do it, and what if you change your mind? What if you're not inspired to? What if you just don't want to? What if you changed your mind? See, the world is not open to people changing their mind. Oh, gee, if you give me your word, I expect you to do that. Obligation. Well, I have people visiting in Oregon, three sets of groups of people. And from the end of this month to May to June. And do you know that I don't expect any of them to arrive? I don't expect any of them to come, even if they have hotel reservations. Even if they have plane tickets, unless I see you, unless you're in my presence, anything could happen. Anything could happen. And that is a daily practice. So it's not even a look, I can't wait until they get here. No, I'm not even into that. No future. No future, my dear audience. No future. Stay in the present. When you practice staying in the present, it is going to become so fulfilling that there's not even going to be room for anything in the future to think about. Okay, just because somebody tells you or promises you, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. It's a hard reality to accept, but the bright side is when you don't expect people to keep their word, then you can actually experience the emotion of gratitude more when, if they make a promise, it happens. Is potential the same as having expectations? Yes. Potential, by definition, is the future. All expectations happen in the future. In fact, a cinnamon, Louise. You know what, audience? Why am I saying cinnamon? You know what I'm talking about. For expectation is potential. Having expectations is part of the human programming that creates unhappiness. Here we go. Just because a person spends their life living in a monastery or on top of a mountain doesn't necessarily mean that they're happy people. The measure of how a happy person is, depending on how they process and handle life's challenges on a routine basis. I mean, I've heard plenty of stories about monks having no patience. What would happen if the Dalai Lama served soup when he ordered a salad? What would happen if the Dalai Lama's alarm clock wasn't even set and he was missing his morning meditation? How about if the washing machine broke at the monastery and His Holiness had to wear yesterday's underwear? Unless you witness a person navigating through their challenges, you're not able to conclude that their internal state or peace or happiness is what you would imagine. Just because you have muscles doesn't mean you're strong. Your internal state of happiness or contentment is measured when you're challenged, regardless of where you're living. See, it's not easy to throw all of this stuff back on ourselves. It's not easy to take responsibility for all of the peace, for all of the happiness, for all of the contentment you are or you aren't feeling. But I'm here to tell you that you are the only, that's how powerful you are. You are the only reason, you are the reason, the answer and the solution to all of your challenges. It's never out there. When I answer questions from people, the answers always are because, the answers are always given to, let's see, how do I say this? The answers that I share are the answers that are going to give you more peace in your life. Not peace for your ego, not peace for your judgment, peace for your soul. And you are the only person, you are the only person that can be, that can decide, that can choose to be open enough to receive the answers that circle around back to you. But isn't that freeing, that it's always you and it's never anybody else? I know we have an addiction to blaming in this land, in this world, but that blaming others, you can't use it. I mean, you can use it, but it's not the truth. You cannot blame anyone or any circumstance for taking away or adding to your peace. It's not the forest. It's not the monastery. It's not anything that you get or experience or give. It's not that. Your peace comes from within. And the more you practice, the things, here we go, let me just give you a list of things that add to your peace and add to your happiness. And the more you practice making happiness and making peace your number one priority. Prioritizing a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to be happier, to wanting to feel more peace. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. See, you either surrender to it, okay, so the person didn't want to do a music collab, okay, that was that moment. Boy, I sure did enjoy those few weeks that we were doing that. What a great time. Next moment. So you surrender to whatever is happening in the moment without resistance. Humbling the ego. Now, you have to humble the ego because the ego is always going to give you a story that something's wrong, that something needs to change, something needs to be focused on. If you have a story, this is a hint, there's a story about anything, good, bad, or ugly. There are no stories in the present moment. The other thing that's going to add to your happiness when you practice is just being yourself, finding out who you really are. You know, finding that person that you were born, you know, you're a one-year-old, two-year-old, you weren't coming out with expectations of other people. you didn't even expect to see your parents the next day because you didn't even know who they were. So these expectations are a programmed behavior. Acceptance of every moment. Acceptance of every person without judgment. Living consciously. That means there is nothing that you do that you're a robot, that all of your behavior is conscious behavior and not just robotic behavior, not just following the script. Trusting, we talked about that, being okay with uncertainty, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of everybody else's business. Practicing behaviors that add to happiness and eliminating behaviors that subtract from happiness in every waking moment, those are some of the things, and listen, that's a lot to practice, that will add to your peace and your happiness in every single moment. And the more you practice, the more it's just like learning how to drive a stick. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. You don't have to think about it. It becomes your identity. It becomes who you are. No, you don't have expectations. Yes, you're trusting. Yes, you surrender. Yes, you recognize the difference between the ego's voice and the universal voice. And you give zero power to that ego. You starve the ego. These are some of the things that you practice. Who's with me? I think that's enough questions of Ask Rebecca Anything. Let's see. There was another question that I really wanted to say. You talk about sustaining happiness no matter what your circumstances are. How is that possible? Find Anonymous. Dear Anonymous, first of all, happiness is more than a feeling. Real happiness is a state of being that cannot be taken or shaken without your permission. Learning how to sustain happiness no matter what circumstances is a highly developed skill. Again, happiness is a practice skill. It takes years of practice and a commitment. In other words, the commitment has to be as strong as you need to breathe. Prioritize happiness. Merely wanting to be happy is not enough. I got to say that again. Wanting to be happy is not enough. You must want to be happy with the same intensity and fervor you have as you need to breathe. Reality is happiness is a never-ending 24/7, 365 days a year, full-time job. And it is. So the commitment, see, this is the key. The commitment starts. Then you prioritize. Then you practice. And you stay on it. Like anything else that you've developed, anything else that you are skilled at. I'm shaking my head left to right. I'm just sharing with what I've learned. Just sharing, my dear audience, with what I've learned. Reality Spirit, thank you so much for listening. Oh, you know what? Let me throw this. Last week we did a list about people that annoy us or people that we don't like. And I had someone write in and a whole list of people that interrupt, people aren't listening, people that are narcissistic, people that are needy, people that like to hear themselves talk. Contrary to popular belief, I don't like to hear myself talk, but I am definitely passionate about my topic. And it's just, it's so rich. It's got so much. It's got so much to talk about anyway. Not loyal, trustworthy, talking behind your back. Let me say something. Anytime you describe someone else, you make a judgment. And I've said it before. It's not popular. Nobody, not too many people like this or believe it. But all of those characteristics, you own all of the characteristics. I know it's hard to imagine. It's hard to believe. It's hard to wrap your head around it, but it's the truth. Whatever you see in someone else, you own that same characteristic. And not just being truthful and not just being honest with that person in the mirror. That person in the mirror, and I'm not down on that person in the mirror. It's more than a notion. It's more than a practice to accept that person in the mirror. See, the denial of I'm not like that is going to keep you stuck in that place. But being open to say, oh, you know what? Okay, I do have some of those characteristics, even if I don't want to admit it. I never wanted to admit that I was lazy until I started embracing laziness, and hell yeah, I'm lazy and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. I sure do love I love you, audience. I really do. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Reality Spirituality has a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality or not. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, you can go on YouTube and find a few videos that I've done. Yes. That was last year when I did those videos on the talk at the bookstore. Anyway, you can see me live and in action. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out one of these days. Currently writing it. I've got a lot of it done. We'll see. Who knows? I'm not making any predictions. No pressure on myself. No, no, no. I used to do that. Not anymore. Where am I? Twitter, RL Norrington. Yes, I did all that. Link. Oh, this show is heard on TuneIn and also on iHeartRadio. Isn't that great? Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the moment-by-moment journey and letting go of the attachments of yesterday, the attachments of the past, and please let go of tomorrow and let go of yesterday. And thank you for listening. Remember, this is my favorite quote. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey moment in every moment. Thank you. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality.